and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
You went to the gym?
Dying.
Blew your back out? Got your back
blown out?
My
back was blown out.
Oh, gee.
At the gym.
Oh, geez. Rah.
I go to an all guys gym too.
All right, we're gonna continue. guys, do we look familiar to you? Do we look familiar to you?
Long
time no see. Young one.
Wow.
2 weeks worth.
Damn.
2 weeks worth.
You held that long.
I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. We're back, y'all. We is back.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
A little bit of a break.
A little bit of a tiny little break.
A little bit of a break.
We owe y'all an explanation. Ryan went to Italy.
Yeah. Right?
And he wasn't in the country.
Out of the country for a bit.
2 weeks. And I didn't upload anything because, honestly, I was overthinking. I didn't know what to upload. And you know what? And I owe y'all an apology, which I'll be doing during a commercial break. I will have an in-depth apology for y'all. Look y'all dead in the eyes and tell you that I let y'all down. But we'll get into that later. Ryan, welcome back, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
I was going to say just before we ended that talk, sometimes a break is necessary. Not for everything, but
no,
you know, sometimes it's
not for this podcast.
Sometimes it's okay.
No, not for this one.
But yeah.
I owe everyone an apology, and breaks are never necessary. People missing out, and I'm sorry. I owe it to y'all. And I'll get into it, but
we'll get into it in the commercial break.
More on that later.
But yeah,
but, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you.
I guess they're missing it. Say hello to the young world.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? It's been, what, two Thursdays?
Two
since?
Thursdays.
Which is pretty crazy. It felt like forever. But it's glad. I'm glad to be back in Toronto. It's you know, you almost miss the city a little bit here and there. But honestly, for those who don't know, we already kind of spoke about it in the previous section. Yeah, the cute little...
This was in Italy?
Yeah, that was in Italy. But
arrivederci.
Carlos is looking at some stuff that I have from Italy, but
why are you naked though? I don't think that's legal. They have nudity laws out there. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
But yeah,
go ahead.
We're just out in Italy. Me and my, you know, significant other, my partner, fiance.
Really? I'm sorry.
we decided.
Sorry,
no.
What did you say?
Fiance, my wife. I guess.
Sorry? Why did you call her that?
I don't know.
Just cuz?
Just cuz.
Okay.
But, you know, we decided to go out to Italy and just, you know, do a vacation. It was a wonderful time. And I'll talk about it a lot over this episode probably just because, you know, I definitely owe it to you to share my experience out in Italy. And
why you ditched me.
Yeah, and why I left Carlos for 2 weeks. Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's great to be back. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm super hyped to keep going with this. And, you know, we'll definitely have some pictures up on our Instagram from Italy just so we can kind of share that with everybody. So look out for that. Carlos
Stay
and I will
tuned.
Definitely post some cool, hopefully some cool pictures from Italy that I have. I didn't take too many of them. I like to say I took like less than like 50
That's
pictures
a lot.
Myself. Is it a lot?
It's quite
yeah,
a bit.
I guess that is a lot.
It's quite a bit.
But it was a blast, and I'm really glad to be back. It's kind of hard getting back into the groove of things. Like I definitely am jet lagged as fuck.
What
it's
is
like
your...
6 hours ahead, So right now, while we're recording, it's about 7:37 p.m. Eastern time.
So what time were you used to?
So right now. You're
dead asleep right now?
Or like going to sleep. Mm-hmm. It would be, what, like 1 o'clock in the morning there?
Yes.
1 o'clock? So yeah. 6 hours ahead? Yeah. So I wouldn't be asleep, but I'd probably be like coming back from the bar.
Oh, boy.
Or
a bar.
Drunk on wine or something like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I'm definitely a little bit tired. So I apologize if I'm not as energetic as I usually am coming back. But it's just a jet lag. So
forgive me
on that one. But yes, happy Thursday.
Happiest of Thursdays.
How you been?
How was the last two weeks? It was a little boring. It was a little boring here and there. But, you know, I manage. I try to keep up a little bit, you know. Went back to a few more float therapy sessions.
I love it.
Had a bit of those. I actually did infrared saunas.
Infrared sauna.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, it's
my life.
So basically, it's you go in there and, you know, you can go in there naked or, you know, or with the,
damn,
with the boxers. It's optional.
Goddamn.
Yeah. So you go in there.
Goddamn.
And while you're in there, these dudes pop up with freaking, with scopes, with red dot scopes, fucking AKs with scopes on it. And the red dots are on you and you're like, what the fuck? And it makes you sweat because you're nervous as
shit. Oh, shit.
So, and I'm like, and they're just looking at you. And it's like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck, guys? What the fuck? It's like, shut the fuck up. And Jesus Christ, dude, what the fuck you got between your legs there? Never mind. Just shut up. Just shut up for 30 minutes. You're in here for 30 minutes. So 30 minutes, I was there in nervousness. And
damn.
Makes you sweat. And lost a few calories.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would probably lose a shit ton of calories.
I mean, with just shitting yourself alone, you'd probably lose a few pounds.
Definitely.
You know, it happens.
Definitely.
So, no, in jokes aside, basically it is like infrareds that is pointed at you. They, you know, put it down and it gets hot as shit. You sweat like a motherfucker. Yeah, you're in there for half an hour.
That's a long time.
But however, there is a tablet in there where you can watch videos and shit. So you can watch Netflix,
okay.
YouTube.
That's good.
Yeah.
But you're sweating.
Oh, you're sweating.
Like a sauna.
Yeah. It's a sauna. Yeah,
or worse than a sauna.
It's a lighter than a sauna.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah. But apparently, it's more like it gets rid of like those negative toxins out of your body and shit. So it's more focused on that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how was that?
Well, I mean, I still got some negative toxins in my body. These I got my baby moms out there fucking trying to bring all that negativity into my life.
Damn.
And shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Fuck it. Yeah, what it was,
infrared.
It was infrared.
So where is this place?
Same place.
Oh, same place. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, you might as well get a membership by now.
I mean, shit. I'm on a first name basis and everything. Just like Carlos, top of the morning. Hello.
We need a sponsor by these guys.
Can you imagine? That'd be nice. That'd be swell. Yeah. But yeah,
like a 15% off code for anyone who signs up through
that'd
the blank.
Be great. And we have a nice ass commercial for you. Float Valley. Just
Float
saying.
Valley.
I'm
out.
A customer. I'm happy. Good reviews.
We'll be there.
Just saying. It was a good time. Did that. What else did I do while you were gone? I actually came down here by myself.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, when walking down the street myself, making my
like
way
right
down,
out right
my
out
way
my
down
right down outside the apartment.
Yeah, a little bit. Just like, why'd you go? Would you shut the fuck up? You shut up.
This is 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Yeah. Everybody, by the way.
Yeah. And I'm glad the police allowed me to come back, you know, restraining order aside, but
awesome.
I'm
awesome.
Still here. But I came here at night because I was interested about, you know, remember that 2000th party that Bangarang hosted?
Mm-hmm.
I came here and no one was there. I'm like, what the
really?
Fuck? It was pretty empty.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm like, Bangarang is usually popular.
Bumping.
But like,
bumping.
I don't know. I guess it was just because it was a Thursday and I don't know. Like, no one was in there. You know, had me a drink, and then I continued to walk downtown, see what's up. It was a bit of a lineup at Sneaky D, so I didn't go.
Unfortunately,
but
that place is always busy.
Yeah, I ended up going to this another bar on the street and watched the rest of the football game.
Awesome.
And then,
awesome. No, that sounds like a good night.
Yeah, it was all right, you know. Talked to a few strangers. And,
I think you got to get some of those nights in every once in a while.
I think so.
Man.
It's always nice to, you know, figure out shit by yourself, you know. And then when you accomplish something, it's always good.
And good. I think, like, as cold as Toronto sounds to a lot of people, I find that there's always somebody that's willing to, you know, talk to you for the day or for the night kind of thing. You can always find somebody, like, as long as you seem somewhat approachable and, like, you're not fucking crazy.
I'm not approachable. I am approachable. Fucking crazy.
Come and talk to me. But I think it's definitely, like, an underrated thing to do.
That's what I say when I see strangers.
If you haven't been out in Toronto by yourself, go hit a bar. Go get a drink. People are pretty nice.
Yeah, not bad. They leave you, so long as you're peaceful, you know. Yeah. They'll leave you alone, you know, so long as you leave them alone, you know.
Yeah.
Approach. I don't know if I'm approach. I was told I had a customer on the phone today that didn't want to talk to me anymore. They personally requested to have another customer.
Damn.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens.
Damn.
Here's the deal, folks. All right. I'm a patient person. I'm a nice guy. I don't mind, you know, I'm not the type to, you know, go on and give you attitude or shit. But I'm telling you, if I have the facts on my side and you don't, shut the fuck up. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a facts war, bring the facts. All right? Get the data and I'll gladly assist you. All right? You know what I'm saying? You don't fucking you don't want no smoke with me. Is all I'm saying, insurance wise. All right? You don't want no smoke. All right? I know your policy, bitch. I know how you drive. See me, ho. And you know who you are. Driving a pickup truck thinking you all that. You ain't shit.
I don't get what people expect when they're like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, what is that going to accomplish? That just, you're pissed off at the fact that how long your claim is going so far. And now you want to prolong the process by getting someone else. Don't fuck with me, dude. I'm not the one. As a New Yorker say, I let my nuts hang, homie. You don't want it with me, bitch. You know what I've been up to with these last 2 weeks? You know what? You're lucky I did float therapy, or else I'd fuck you up if I see you. But I'm not going to do that. I'm in a better space right now. I'm peaceful. I'm calm, cool, and collect. One more infrared, and I'm just saying.
You know what I think we need to do? I think we need to create a segment for, like, Carlos's insurance nightmare events or something
just
like that.
Just creating a story.
Something like that, where it's literally just a story. Every episode or every other episode. And then it'll just be like nightmarish call
I have plenty. Okay. Literally plenty.
So maybe that's something we'll look into.
Yeah.
And let us know if that is something you're interested in. Because I've always enjoyed the stories that Carlos has to tell. It's actually crazy to think.
I've lived through some wild times.
How wild the insurance company
You see shit.
Yeah.
You hear shit. All right. So. Fascinating stuff. All right, let's go back to the main event here. The coup de grace. All right, you are in Italy. You're there with your partner. What did you call this person?
Fiance.
Yeah.
Wife.
Yeah. You go out there.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Boyfriend.
Could be.
Hmm.
I've only known her for a certain amount of years.
All right.
I'm just playing.
I
was out there with
her. So you're out there. Our
marketing director.
Yes. Our marketing director. Marketing director. You're out there. You're seeing the sights. You're taking the pictures. Mm-hmm. You're eating the food.
Mm-hmm.
How many people told you to fuck off when you talked to them?
About 95% of them.
95%. 95%.
95%.
Are they nice out there?
No. No, they're not.
No?
No.
What? Okay. That's
no, I'm just playing.
I was like, uh-oh.
So we didn't really run into, like, any, like, major issues or anything like that, mm-hmm. but there was, like, it's funny learning the culture out in Italy. Like, they're very upfront and they're very straightforward.
Very blunt?
They're very blunt.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, and it's something that takes a little bit of getting used to, because in Canada, we're so polite no matter what circumstance you're in.
You don't want to offend.
Like, you could be at a restaurant and the waitress or waiter might be having a bad day, but they still have to sort of be polite. That's just kind of the way that Canadians work. Over there, if the coffee guy or the waitress is not having a good day, you will fucking hear it. You will feel it. you will know it. It's not towards you, the customer, but it's just they're having a bad day and nobody gives a shit about like politeness in relation to customer service. So, they don't care. It's kind of like if I'm having a bad day, yeah. I'm not trying to take it out on you, but I'm not going to fake how I'm feeling just for you to feel like you're
so
fine.
So basically, if I'm a plus size person going there and I get a waitress who's having a bad day, I go in, hey, I'll have a steak with fries on the side. The waitress having a bad day, instead of just being like, absolutely, I'll take your order and move it to the back. They'll be like, are you sure you want to do that? You're a very fat man. You know what? Instead, let me get you a salad. And also, I'll take away the alcohol and enjoy water for the rest of the day. God, your stomach is hanging out of your goddamn gut. My God, Maron. You know, things
it's,
like that.
Is
it like that?
Kind of.
Oh my
God. Like almost kind of. Oh, there was a couple of times where like, it wouldn't happen to us, but we would like go into a restaurant and then the person like behind us or in front of us would be like, yeah, table for two or something like that. Right. And then you see the Italian like waiter or waitress be like, just point at a table and then be like, right. And then they'd
no
be like,
words,
and
just...
no words. And then they'd be like, can we sit here? And they'd be like, he'd be like, yeah, fucking sit. Like, what are you doing? Like, do you guys want to eat or no? And then,
yeah,
like me, I'm sitting there, like, laughing. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, it doesn't mean...
Fucking sit down.
We also had, like, there's this little cute coffee shop right beside our Airbnb, the very first one. And one of the days we walked in, and you could just tell the guy was having a fucking terrible day. Maybe his, like, wife or his boyfriend or whatever was just pissed at him. He was just having a miserable fucking day. We walk in. We've seen him three or four times already. He knows us, right?
Oh, okay.
And he's like... What do you guys want? Oh. We're like, two cappuccinos. He's like, all right. And he just makes it for us, puts it on a table, and goes, you know, €2. I give him the €2. Doesn't even say thank you. Just walks away. He's like, yeah, fuck it.
Damn. maybe if you asked him how his day was, you would
have probably should. But I didn't know how to, like, ask.
He would have went on a tangent for sure.
It was
he would have just,
crazy.
Like, vented out to you. Just, my wife, she's fucking someone else, and I don't know what to do.
So like, then,
can I get my cappuccino, please?
Like the last sort of experience I had with that actually happened to me. We were at the airport and I was ordering these sandwiches.
Returning or coming?
I was coming back to Toronto. And then I ordered these two sandwiches and I already knew this is how their attitude was or like how this is how they sort of approached. So it didn't really bother me, but it was just funny to think about after the fact. So I order these two sandwiches. She puts them on the table, but she doesn't say anything to me. She puts them. I order these two sandwiches, and like, you know, when you go order at like a desk, like you can like point out stuff. So
yes,
she takes the two sandwiches, puts them on, and then walks away. There's a fucking lineup of people, so I don't know if they're my sandwiches or not for sure, right? And then she comes back after like 2 minutes, and she goes, "Why didn't you take these sandwiches yet?" And I'm like, "Are they mine?" And she's like, yes, take them. So I'm like, okay, my bad. Like, I'm sorry. So I took them. And she's like, please don't do that next time. And then our marketing director, she's like looking at me. And she's like, why didn't you take the two sandwiches from the start?
What the fuck? What the
so
fuck?
I was like,
hold on.
But I get it. But I got it, though. It was kind of like everything's very like nonchalant. They just tell you up front and it's not to like degrade you or make you feel bad because that's just how Canadians are. Like we're so polite and like we care about like the way other people feel about us and stuff like that. We don't want people thinking bad upon us, but over there, they're just nonchalant. It's like, let's just get this done. Like, you know, I'm going to enjoy my day. You enjoy your day, but we don't really have to interact as
much.
It's very nonchalant out there. They're very laissez-faire in like a different way. It's cool, honestly. Like, it's actually very
a very mind your own business type.
It's like hey, like, you want to come eat here, sit down, order, and then get out. That's literally there's nothing more than that.
Not once did he even ask how their day is going.
Well, like I would for like a couple of people that were responsive.
But you did it.
For some that were, that seemed more responsive. Like there were a couple of waitresses that were like, oh, like you guys are from Canada, like this and that.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like it's very nonchalant, but they're also like weirdly upfront in their own way. It's funny. There was one time where we were at this coffee shop, like a different one.
Yeah.
And then we're ordering two coffees, and this lady straight up tells us, she goes, Americano Chinese. So you know what
Chinese
that means?
Chinese-American?
Chinese-American. And we're like, no. And she's like, are you sure?
Are you sure?
And we're like, no, yeah, we're not. Like, yeah. We're good. We just want our coffee.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of like those things. It was like...
racial profiling.
Yeah, it was It was kind of like a, hey, like, whatever. It's not even a big deal.
So just to be clear, your message is that they need to work on their attitude and quit with the racial profiling.
Honestly, I was 100% okay with it. I'm like, I'm in their country. I'm just enjoying
the news today.
Sites.
Ryan San is okay with racial profiling and weird attitudes from Italians.
Hey.
This episode is sponsored by Italy. Get your food and get the fuck out. That's it. That's it.
Honestly, but their whole like culture is very just laissez-faire, very upfront, very like.
I don't know if I deal with that, especially that sandwich situation. I'd be like, hold on, hold on. No. How is that supposed?
No,
I would have been like, how the hell am I supposed to know?
It's just like that. That's the way that they roll
like,
over there.
No,
it's very...
bitch, hold on. Did you point at me and say it was my sandwich?
And there's like,
you know what? She was asking for a 3D through the goddamn table. If she ever. Ha! The
nerve. We actually took a wine tour at one point.
Mm.
We're get on a huge ass like Greyhound bus. They drive us around, and then we went to a bunch of different places. But the road rage in Italy is actually very funny as well.
I would imagine,
because all there's just a lot of hand movements,
like Super Mario Kart. Because you know,
kinda.
Oh boy.
So at one point, like I guess like our bus driver cut off this guy on a cycle or something like a bike.
Your
bus driver, yeah. Yeah. And then all I hear is he just yells something in Italian. So I ask.
That must have been so funny.
I ask around, I'm like, what does that mean? And then it's like, fuck your ass in Italian or something like that. Part of my French or part of my Italian there. But they just yell at each other. But it sounds like it's the worst thing in the world. It's so funny. But I don't know. It was so good.
Oh, my God.
But honestly, Italy, the whole trip in a nutshell, like just to, I don't want to give like an overall view of it, but I definitely want to give a good light to Italy. It was honestly the most beautiful trip I've ever done.
Racial
and I've never done anything like that before, like a backpacking trip.
Yeah.
Racial profiling aside.
Yes.
It is a beautiful, beautiful place to go. If you're willing to sort of just take in the culture, try something new and just be there, you know, it was stunning. Like all of the stuff that we got to do, the food that we got to eat. If you like Italian food or if you think you like Italian food in Toronto or anywhere in North America, if you go there, it's literally on another level. Like,
well, it's the
nothing
best
in comparison. Well, the best thing I ate, I actually spoke to Carlos the day that I ate it. It was this sandwich called a Lampredotto sandwich.
Lampredotto.
Well, go ahead. Lampredotta.
Describe it to the kids.
Like, and it's pretty much the fourth stomach of the cow. They like take the cow's stomach.
Mm.
They cut it up, boil it in like this broth for hours so that it gets like super, super soft. And then they cut it up onto a piece of bread, put like some like Italian salsa on it, and then just give it to you like that.
I'm so sorry I asked. yeah, that sounds absolutely awful.
But it awful. Was so then I was
on paper. It sounds horrible.
I was doing the research for it, and supposedly that's like the poor people food. Like, people don't really eat that anymore, but then there's certain...
Well, no shit.
People don't really eat anymore, but it was like back in the day that's what all the poor people could eat because it was like all the gross meat, like all the stuff that would be thrown away, so then they would use that.
Yeah.
But, and it was pretty cheap. It was like €5 for a sandwich or something like that, which ends up being like $7 or $6 or something like that.
Mm.
But honestly, it was the most delicious thing I ate out there, honestly. It's just, it was cool being part of the history, eating stuff that's been eaten out there, eaten for thousands of years.
Oh, Lord.
And, like, just knowing it was, like, peasant food back in the day was cool. It was very cool.
You eat peasant food, and now you feel like you're...
Pretty much, man. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
You flew all those goddamn miles just to fucking eat peasant food.
But, honestly, like, the pastas...
Yeah.
fucking the steak, the everything that they happen to have out there. Everything's just super fresh. It's crazy. Like, I don't know if you ever had pasta with fresh pasta that's made like that morning or like that hour.
Nope.
It's like the most ridiculous thing ever. It changes the dish in itself. I had
primo pasta once. Does that count?
No, it definitely does not.
Why?
It's not.
Because it's in a can?
It's not on the same level, man. Like, it's actually crazy how much of a difference pasta dishes are in Italy in comparison to here. And even if you go to a...
Just like Nana used to make.
Literally, at one point we're walking to restaurants just trying to find whoever was the oldest person in the back making the pasta. That's how you know it was good. But it was
You know what that means. Yeah. Well, the more old they are, the more racist, more probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't put it past them.
Yeah, well, you don't put it past them to make the pasta. You don't put it past them for the racist for the pasta.
They can be racist all they want. They make pasta.
Oh,
hey.
Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I'm in their country.
Oh, boy.
I am in their country.
And then you're looking at them like, oh, this dish is delicious. And then the old lady's like, fuck your ass.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up and get out of my store. Maron, what's a Chino Americano in my store?
Literally.
Holy shit. Can you imagine?
I would not fucking put it past them.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you interact? Did you make new friends?
No, not really. We talked to a couple of people here and there. I met a couple from Calgary,
Alberta, Canada.
I met another couple from Niagara. Mm. There's tons of Americans in Italy. Tons.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
And it's funny because like there's this whole stigma about Americans being like super fucking loud.
Yeah.
And supposedly Italians already know that they're loud, and they're like Americans are worse. So then there was this one part. One point where we went to the main church in Florence, which is where we stayed for majority of the time. And like everyone's just kind of taking pictures of the church, like hanging out, you know, buying stuff or whatever like that. And then you just hear these two fucking American ladies, and you can tell because they had like a Southern accent.
Oh, geez.
And they're just fucking drunk during the day because you can drink on the street out there like at all times.
Yeah.
Like I remember ordering a coffee and then like a beer right after. Mm-hmm. At like 10 in the morning. Mm. But they're just like super drunk during the day and they're just yelling, like fucking laughing their ass off Jesus. Like being like, oh my God, look at this fucking church. Like this and that. It was so funny just seeing that. And then you can see like the Italians just be like,
oh God,
what the fuck? Yeah, these guys are so loud. Yeah. It was an eye-opening experience for like the culture and stuff like that. And to see how Americans have a bad rep, like, firsthand in a different country was really funny. So God, yeah, I don't know.
Can't take Southern people anywhere. I swear. My goodness.
No, it was
in front of the house of the Lord and then you have to talk like that. Unbelievable. The nerve. Well, maybe Jesus he's proud of it. Just like, yeah, I make great churches. This is one of my best church. And hey, if they want to react it that way, look at this fucking church, you know? That's what I do. But the fucking Southern people, you can't take them anywhere. Longhorns, hook 'em! Anyway, folks, we'll be right back after this message and important apology.
Sponsored by the blank.
Sponsored by the blank. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I am Carlos.
And I happen to be Ryan.
And we are the cast and crew of the blank. Ooh. With Carlos and Ryan.
Ooh. Casting.
You like that?
So we need a couch in here.
Okay. Well, this apology is down the drain already. these last 2 weeks have been... I understand you guys have been missing us. I understand that you have a lot of questions as to why we weren't posting. And we get it. We understand. And we apologize. All right. We are sorry that we weren't here for you. We're sorry that we couldn't be your weekly entertainment that you usually look forward to every Thursday. And we promise to try and not do that as often. However, we should forewarn you that this might happen in the next few weeks. So apologize again in advance. But we apologize for not keeping you posted. All right. During these last 2 weeks, you know what? I was lonely. Ryan was in Italy having a good time. it was just a lot for us. And you know what? I take back my apology. Well, we don't owe you guys shit, first of all. All right. If I want to take a break, I can take a break. Do you know how hard we work? All right. Every goddamn week with the editing and the posting and thinking of ideas. We do a lot of shit for you guys. All right. And we deserve a break, goddammit. And that's why I don't care anymore. So this is my saying. Wow. I'm going to go to Float Valley and fucking float in a goddamn tank and go in my peace of mind. And I'm going to sleep like a goddamn baby because I don't feel guilty about any of that. So I'm going to post these videos. Y'all motherfuckers better like and subscribe on YouTube and like our shit on Instagram or else we're going to have a goddamn problem. You have anything to say?
Float Valley, everybody. Float,
yeah. This episode, well, we're not sponsored, but I would like to endorse Float Valley in Markham. It's a great place. It's awesome. Great service. They're all calm, cool, and collect. And you know you have to take your shoes off when you go in there.
I would imagine.
Float Valley.
Do you think they allow you to wear like let's say somebody wants to do one of these tanks and then they come in and they're like, okay, can I wear this? And it's like a fucking mermaid thing. You think they allow them to do that? And the guy's like, well, what do you want to do? He's like, I'm hoping that if I put this on, I can envision myself as a mermaid. You think they would allow you to do that?
I mean, sure, you can do whatever you want.
See, Float Valley, man.
Float Valley. You just close the tank and all you hear is Little Mermaid song. Just the person singing Little Mermaid song. It's like,
okay. What?
How was the floating go? It was all right. I didn't really visualize much. Well, we heard you sing it. That was my private time. It's none of your damn business. Yeah. All right. Float Valley.
Float Valley.
I think I really endorsed our apology over there. I think they really appreciated that. Oh, we got now. Bum, bum, bum. Give it all we got.
Bless you. Question. What's that AFI song I was singing in Italy?
Oh, Miss Murder. Take my life. Whoa. You know that song? Do you know that song?
Yeah, we got to keep that in.
What Miss Product and I.
AFI.
They were like fucking this weird looking goth group. Or
didn't
like,
they do the Smooth Criminal?
I think cover? So. Yeah.
That was them, did. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Honey, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Yanni? Yanni, are you okay? You okay? That was them, right? Yeah, I think they did. Oh, you know, they what they did once is they freaking. During the BET Awards, they hijacked a building and played their songs out while the red carpet was going on. It was in their music video.
That's fucking weird.
And they, during the red carpet, you can see the artists looking at them like, what the fuck? And some of them were bopping to the music. I think some of them even ended up getting arrested for that.
Well, the reason why I bring it up is because we were like in this bar or something like that.
Oh, God.
Or this restaurant. I don't remember exactly where, but it just started playing that song.
So wait, hold on.
In Italy.
Now,
what the fuck? I remember the song from somewhere. Let's
provide context. Like, is it like playing like Italian music the entire time?
No, it was like.
Is it like. It's also the.
Like Italian opera.
And all of a sudden. Miss Murder. Is it what?
I don't remember. I don't even remember how it goes. It was like. Take my life. Whoa. Miss Murder, can I? Oh, that's how it goes. I think Tixon loves that song. That's why. So then I posted in the group and I'm like, yo, this freaking bar in Italy that I'm sitting at is playing this song right now. Do you remember this shit? It's like early 2000s, like grunge fucking.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to call it. Oh, like rock God. Music. It was that's fucking crazy. Hilarious. Yeah, I was dying. I was like, I can't believe he's playing this.
That's wild.
So.
Are you a fan of grunge music?
I don't mind it.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's not terrible. It's not horrible. I mean, no. Nirvana's grunge music, and they're fantastic.
Oh, okay,
they're fantastic. Pearl Jam. You know Pearl Jam?
I know. I don't listen to any Pearl Jam, but I know of them.
You think that the lead singer is a horrible singer? He's not good. I truly, honestly, I don't get why they're so famous.
So for everybody who's a Pearl Jam,
explain yourself. Why? Yeah. Why would you pay tickets to see? Do you know how that got? Even blow in a horse's
shouting gale. I'm gonna have that's to go. I'm gonna have to go listen to
that. Now imagine hearing that in an Italian bar. You'd be like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what the
here.
Hell is this shit?
No idea.
Yeah. Even the Italian people are just like, Maron, I like the AF I like the AFI song better.
You know what I did see though? I saw this like some teenager wearing a Rush shirt.
A Rush shirt?
Yeah.
Canada's Rush.
Yeah, Canada's Rush. Wow. Yeah. I was like, whoa, that's weird.
That's interesting.
And then I'm pretty sure when I walked by them, they were speaking Italian. So I'm like, oh, I wonder where they got this shirt from.
Mm. Well, Rush is they're Hall of Famers, man. They did it, baby. That's Northview Heights finest.
Damn.
Mm.
Northview, huh?
Northview Heights, baby.
There's also Rush. Another we were sitting at this, and I'll see if I can find a picture of it to post on our Instagram, but we were sitting at this orphanage, or what used to be an orphanage, where it's like this big ass square and there's a couple of like old buildings. So then we're sitting there and just having drinks. It's pretty cool. You can drink out in public. And there was this dude that was like sitting a couple meters to my left and he was wearing a full blown like vintage Raptors like shirt. It was sick. That's and like when I walked by them to go to the bathroom to go get another drink too, they were speaking Italian. So I'm like, man, where is like everyone getting all this like Canadian shirts. Gear? You know, like it's pretty dope.
Yeah. Probably from family or
yeah,
who knows?
Something like that.
That's interesting.
That was pretty cool.
You saw a dude with a swastika?
Oh, we did. We did at the train station.
So what was the story about that?
So we're flying into from pretty much Toronto to Milan. That's where we first landed in Italy. Mm. Because it's one of the major airports.
Fashion capital
as well, which I'll talk about a little bit afterwards. Because we do have a little bit of experience there. So we get in.
Oh, did you walk the runway?
No, but
I think you would kill it as a runway model.
Oh, thank you.
Just walk thank there. Just...
That's very sweet. Well, like really quickly, we actually landed back in Milan by the end of our trip, and it happened to be Fashion Week.
Whoa!
Yeah, and we had no idea. So we get in to Milan, and it's fucking crazy packed. Like damn. I was expecting it to be packed, but it was literally like shoulder to shoulder in all of the major areas. And honestly, Milan, if you love fashion, if you love shopping, if you love all the big designer brands, like
you
have to go there.
Afford it.
Yeah.
And if you can afford it,
you have to go there because it's absolutely fucking madness there.
I'm sure.
Like Louis Vuitton, fucking Dolce & Gabbana, damn. Fucking YSL,
Gucci.
All that shit. Gucci, like all the stores are really close to each other.
Wow.
And then as we were walking in and around Milan, there was a huge like photo shoot that was going on in the middle of this like square.
Wow.
With like these like four tall like stunning models like all in this like crazy futuristic
skinny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Futuristic
no body.
Like
no body
wardrobe stuff and like everyone's crowding around. I'm like, yeah, this is definitely Milan. Like this is where you definitely go look at like fashion. And everyone's dressed really well in Milan as well, too.
No celebrities?
I didn't see any.
That's unfortunate.
For my
I'm sure there would be, though. No? It's
there probably was.
Yeah.
For sure.
Come on.
But like, I didn't get to see any. We didn't spend too much time in Milan. But so to get back to the original story,
yes,
we were in, we were landing from Toronto pretty much into Milan. And we are getting on this train to go to our first city. And there's this dude that's like walking by. I didn't really get to see what he was wearing, but supposedly, well, he did. He had a swastika fucking tattoo.
Where was this located?
I think it was on his arm.
On his arm.
So it's pretty like exposed,
like
and he wasn't trying to hide it at all. I don't think it was like you know
what,
some people have like.
Up his shirt?
No, it was just like a t-shirt, and it was like on his arm or something like that.
Okay.
And I think he was potentially trying to maybe cover it up with a different tattoo or something like that, but it was fully there.
Oh, so
you
he was
fully
probably
see
like leaving the,
maybe.
The clan.
Maybe, or maybe he was getting it bigger.
Was it a white dude or like an Italian?
It was a white dude.
Oh, he was white.
Why you look like a white dude.
Like American white or like...
I don't know. I don't even really remember.
You should have heard how he talked.
But it was really fucked up.
Yeah, it sounds insane.
Yeah. Nobody else really turned around or anything.
No one...
We were
like... Is no one watching? Is no one seeing this right now?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Is no one seeing this right now?
Crazy, man.
No? Hey, they do it different. Maybe he was there for Fashion Week. It was a fashion statement, you know?
I had no idea.
Well, who knows? Who knows? Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you want to walk around with a swastika, that's my message to the kids. Kids, if you want to walk around with a swastika in downtown Toronto, go for it and do what you got to do. All right. Don't let anyone judge you. All right. All right. So you have a tattoo that caused, you know, the deaths of millions of people and could be considered racist. Big deal.
It's fine.
It's whatever.
Go to Europe.
Yeah,
no issues.
Dude. That's where y'all came from anywhere. So, you know what? Swastika it up, baby. Message to the kids. Noted.
But I think, Carlos, I think you would love it there.
Really?
Yeah.
What about it?
I think about
it? What do you think is my...
The culture shock.
The culture shock.
The food. I think you would really, really love the food. You would love the food. The pizza there is fucking stupid.
It's really...
It is the best pizza I've ever had, like, in Toronto, like, in North America ever.
Damn!
My entire life. The pizza there. And we went to this one, like... really famous place that everyone goes to if you're ever in Florence. It's called Gusta Pizza. But then I remember just eating it and being like, wow, like this is way better than any other pizza I've ever had in my entire life.
It's like a franchise over there? Or
it's just a really well-known pizza spot. It's not... I think it's like one company, but they own like a bar and they also own like a restaurant and they also own like a pizza spot where you can just go get pizza. And it's fairly cheap, like... You can get like a medium sized pizza for like €8, which ends up being like $11. But it's like the best ingredients, just perfectly made in those like fucking stone wall oven things. It's great. Like the pizza in North America just doesn't compare. And I would honestly say that any like Italian style pizza that they try to make in North America, even like the custom made pizzas at like places in Toronto, it just doesn't compete. It's just like perfectly done.
Wow.
Yeah, everything about it.
That is not bold really. I mean, it is Italy at the end of the day.
Yeah, but, no, you would love it. Damn. You would absolutely adore the food.
Making me hungry right now.
Let
me look up a Gusta Pizza right over here.
Gusta Pizza, man. Go check it out if you're ever in Florence.
Damn.
But it's super cool. I think you would love the laissez-faire kind of chill, laid-back vibe.
Really?
Everything. Yeah, I think you would love it for a vacation. I don't know if you would love it to stay for the rest of your life, but like...
No, I mean like as an experience for a vacation.
Yeah, as an experience for a vacation, like it was such a culture shock how like everyone is just like drinking in public and just chilling.
Oh, you can do that over there?
Yeah. I was literally walking around like the church with a beer in my hand.
All right.
Fucking
just like God intended.
Literally.
Yep. Thou shalt like, get turnt in front of my churches.
We would get like a bottle of wine or like at some what you can do, which the coolest thing I actually found was where you would go to a bar, you would order a drink at the bar and you walk outside and go sit on the steps and like drink. You can just drink.
Wow.
Or like even like outside of churches. You could be sitting outside of a church, sitting on the steps with a bottle of wine. And just fucking like eating food and like fucking drinking a whole bottle of wine. Damn. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a homeless bum's a homeless bum's dream come true.
The crazy thing is in Florence is that there isn't much homeless people. I didn't see too many of them. That's another crazy thing. And
because
they're
all, oh boy, I was going to say something. I'm not going to.
I also didn't see anybody like puking. Or, like, I didn't see, like, puke on the street or anything like that.
And you showed up and you changed all that statistics.
They're like, look at this American.
Oh, my God. Americano. What is it? Chino?
Chinese.
Chinese.
Or Chinese, I think it's the word.
Chinese. Unreal. I can't believe that.
But it was crazy because it was such a shock to me that, like, because everyone sort of does it from such an early age, because I think there's, like, really no drinking age there. Like I felt
there's
like
no
I
legal drinking age. There
probably is a legal drinking age, but like I was never carded once, and I saw kids that probably look like they're like 14 drinking wine, literally, and like having a beer.
Oh my God!
We were like sitting at this one orphanage, like, and there's like down the street from a school, and these kids are like coming maybe for their lunch or something like that, coming to the square, just come chill, and everyone's rolling cigarettes, like. And like drinking a beer. It was like,
holy shit.
So I think that's just the culture over there, because you start so early that like you're almost responsible with it, so that nobody really does or goes extreme.
So you mean to tell me these kids are coming back, like going to recess, just like, oh fuck, they crack open that fucking bottle, man. Oh my God,
honestly,
that bitch was such an unbelievable. What you guys do for number 3 on the test? Just like fucking pouring each other wine, smoking cigarettes.
Literally,
like,
man, that's how it feels.
What
like,
the fuck?
They're so nonchalant and they're so like laid back.
Yeah,
and they're all dressed extremely well. It was such a crazy thing. And even when we were there, it was like, man, these kids are dressed extremely well just to go to school.
Oh, yeah, they're probably fucking stunned.
Yeah, man. And then, like,
hold on, because those fashion brands, are they like affordable over there? They're still expensive.
I think it's cheaper over there because it comes from there.
They
don't have to like import it. Mm. So like if they are buying it and wearing it, it's definitely cheaper than if you were to buy it in Canada.
So the like those low income families are probably like stunning and goddamn fat. They look like goddamn.
I guess so. But even if like they're buying like cheaper quality stuff, just the way that they put themselves together every day.
Mm.
Like you don't catch people in like yoga pants or like sweatpants out there.
What's the people like?
It's like a really nice pair of jeans and then like just a plain white t-shirt that's like, but they make it look great with like a belt and like accessories and shit like that. That's like they're not trying fucking outfits.
It's like nothing. It's
yeah.
Like
you nothing. Know how like for us, like we would go to like Walmart or like the store, like the corner store and just wearing whatever.
Slacks.
Yeah. Slacks. Like you're wearing your shorts that you wore to sleep.
To the semi-formal
days. Literally. That's what it felt like.
Holy shit.
Everyone just has like a certain standard of how they uphold themselves there. And I think that's a great fucking thing that the world needs to take on. But then at the same time, they're very nonchalant about every other thing. It's a very cool place to go on vacation because it's such a culture shock and such a difference from Toronto. Toronto, we live in such like a hustle and bustle lifestyle where, you know, certain things get left behind and you don't really potentially care too much about certain things. But over there, it's almost like backwards. And it's everyone just seems like happy in a sense, or at least content in a sense.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Enough to even walk around with swastika tattoos.
Literally.
Yeah.
But yeah,
our homeboy allowed a Nazi in the House of
Parliament. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. To bring it back to Canadian news, that's fucked up. Real fucked up. I love how the speaker resigned for that.
Yep. So, folks.
For those who don't know, listen to Carl's here for a second.
You know what? We've been away for 2 weeks. A lot of dumb shit happened.
Yeah, a lot.
But I think this one takes the cake. Considering we're Canadian. So here's the deal, folks. I haven't done this segment in a little bit, but a repeat offender is being added to the list again. Prime Minister Trudeau. All right. For the last few months, Mr. Trudeau has been trying really, really hard to look like your stereotypical leader doing really good for the country. Now it's giving off. You're trying too hard, man. You need to ease up. You brought President Zelensky from Ukraine over here, which is cool. I get it. You know, country affairs. You know, doing it to support. Then you give the man $900 million.
Was it $900 million?
$900 million to fight the war. And then you say you'll continue to give more and more and more until the war is fought and won by Ukraine. Now, my man, I get it. You want to support. I know you want to help. Nigga, did you have to use my money for it? Because it wasn't your money. You know that. I know your net worth. It ain't worth 900. It's not even close to a billion. It's shit. It's not even 100 million.
900 million.
That's our money. All right?
Damn.
That's a lot of money. That's too much money. Now, if this 900 million, if he doesn't win the war with that, we're going to have a problem. I'm expecting goddamn Transformers on their side. I'm expecting fucking genetic mutants on the Ukraine side to win this war
fucking
now.
Fucking Godzilla. Godzilla himself
needs to be resurrected and kill the Russians over there in order to win this. Now, that aside, that is my take on the whole money thing. To each their own for their opinions. That's my take on it. I don't hate Trudeau. He's our leader. Got nothing but respect for him. He's our leader. Of course I have to respect him. But Canadians are not happy. You know, just last week I was driving on the street. I seen a dude with fucking 5 fuck Trudeau stickers on the car.
5?
One on the back.
You couldn't read the first time.
One on east side. And just in case, bro, it was. Can you imagine put 5? just in case you missed it on the rear of the car, I have one on this side.
I need you to see it.
I need you to visualize. I need you to understand my pain. That's how this person felt. Five. You know, I used to think that people are weirdos to put that on, to talk about shit like that about their leaders. But enough is enough, man. All right? You're beefing with India now. India? What the fuck did India do to you? Now, these Indian folks are saying that they hired a fucking drug dog to fucking sniff out your plane and they found cocaine? They found that white on your
plane? I wonder
plane?
If that's true. That's fucking nuts.
That is insane.
What an insane story.
That is nuts. Dude. That cocaine thing, and then let alone aside that there's rumors saying that you're fucking what's the leader that Cuba's leader's name, you're his son,
Castro's
son, and now you're doing cocaine. Your
hypothetical it all makes
father,
sense.
Your hypothetical father would be so disappointed with you, but at the same time we understand because cocaine and Cuba they kind of go hand in hand. But now. To the story of stories. You bring President Zelensky to the parliament to show love, to know that we're here to support you. Fine. We get it. I got a homie of mine that's Ukrainian and I'm with her all the way. All the way. But the fucked up part is you brought in a soldier who fought for the Ukraine way back when. And you give them, you ask the speaker, ask everyone to stand up, rise, give it a standing ovation for this person. And oh, did they. And you should have seen Trudeau's face because he was all in it. The boy was looking around because it was his idea, 100%. You should have seen the look on his face. I did that. And then... the word gets out. The Jewish, what are they called? I forget what they're called. I apologize. But they do their research and find out homeboy was a Nazi. He fought for the Nazis.
That's fucked up.
Now.
That's real fucked up.
My thing is, if I'm going to do something like that, for a person to you know, interrupt the meeting at the Parliament House, I want to do research on this person. You're the government. You're supposed to do research before you can let people in the, like, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the government. You're supposed to do research on the person before you just let them in the house. I mean, that's the job. Research and government hand in hand. That's what you guys do. You allowed this person in your house, and not only did you allow them in the house, you gave this person a standing fucking ovation. You made us the laughingstock of the goddamn world. We're a joke now. You know, Rob Schneider was supposed to have a show, and now he doesn't want to come here because of what Trudeau did?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Unreal. 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 And then what pisses me off is the speaker had to resign. Does that look like the face of a fucker that fucking would plan something like that? He didn't do that shit, and y'all know it. We know who did it. And he's not taking responsibility. He's not being accountable because he wants to look like the good guy. Now, you're a repeat offender. And I'm trying really hard. Try really hard to lay off. But you keep doing this shit. You know, your father arguably was the greatest prime minister in the history of this country. He was like popular, Beatles big.
Oh, they loved him.
Loved him and did great things for the country. Did great things for the LGBTQ community. Great things. Amazing things for everyone. Race-wise, sexuality-wise, everything. Then you show up and you try to fill in his footsteps and you are failing. And you need to step back and recognize that and see where to go from here. So whenever you give the interviews, be straight up. Stop avoiding the questions. I know you're a politician and it's your job to, you know, not give everything, but be direct. All right? You're bullshitting a bullshitter. And there's a lot of us here in Canada, and we see through the bullshit.
That is true.
That speaker did not deserve to get fired because it clearly was not his idea. That money, that aside, Mr. Trudeau, I believe this is like your third time on this list of some people's kids. For that, you are officially in the Speak Some People's Kids Hall of Fame. You're the very first. Not only are you on a written piece of paper, there's a plaque with your name on it.
Damn.
With some people's kids on it. I hope you're I didn't want to do this. You brought this on yourself. Stop it. All right.
It's funny because I was gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I normally like to listen to politics. I actually watch the news probably every morning for at least like an hour or so. Mm. Just to kind of keep up with the day. And then over the last 2 weeks, without having to look at any sort of headlines or even go through my Google news app and all that kind of stuff, it was really nice to get away from it.
Yes.
And then now that I'm back and like hearing all the kind of stuff that you're happened to go through, it's like, wow.
You're shaking your head so much.
A lot.
There's a crick in your neck, basically.
A lot just happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you don't think that 2 weeks is a lot of time.
Not at all.
But I find that for some reason, these last 2 weeks or September was just very monumental in like every aspect. Oddly enough.
Yeah.
But sorry, Trudeau, man. You got your second or third time now and you are in the Hall of Fame, and it's not a good
one. Three strikes and you're in. So that's how it works here. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that Nazi thing is fucking real messed
bad.
Up.
Like that somebody, was bad.
That guy resigned.
That is a PR nightmare.
That person definitely resigned, but somebody else for sure got fired.
Yeah.
Like on the background. They're like, yo, how did you not screen that?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Yeah.
You know? That's brutal.
Yes. Oh my God. I don't know.
Somebody definitely fucked up.
Yeah. Just, what do you want me to say?
But yeah.
But on that note, we're going to end it here. Mm-hmm. Tune in next week where we'll talk about more BS, maybe more about Ryan's trip to Italy. Who knows? But, you know, when news come up, we talk about it because that's what the blank is.
Definitely.
We don't try to solve our problems. We want to solve the world's problems one step at a time. All right? No hints needed. We just do it. But on that note, I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Please don't forget to like, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, and listen to us wherever podcasts are available. And don't forget to fill it in. Nighty night.
Later, guys.
So it was you with the Sotsko, right?
What?